Latitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am the host with the Mr. and Mrs. Always, of course. So, anyways, yes.
Hello, everybody.
Always.
That's how it goes.
Always.
Anyways, welcome on Periscope as well. Again, if you have any questions or anything, I will write them down and we will answer them at the end of the segment.
Or at breaks,
whenever we can.
Well, before you go into the show, one thing I want us to go around the table real fast.
Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about Earth.
Greetings, Jordan, fellow Americans. So welcome to the show. First time viewer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Go around the room. We'll talk briefly
about what happened in Charlotte.
Thank you. This past week. You ain't got to talk much about it. I just wanted to address it real fast.
All right.
It's nice to see the first night was really rough with the protests that was going on in Charlotte. Last couple of nights has been very much different story. I'm glad.
Mm.
Of course, the National Guard's here. And I hope that people keeping it safe and no one gets harmed. Because, you know, that's the worst thing we want to happen is people getting hurt.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll continue to pray and hope everything gets fixed that needs to get fixed.
Okay.
All right. So, I just want to say that I think the loss of life that was experienced this week by the Scott family, and as well as the one protester who lost his life after he was shot at the protests on Wednesday night, I think as a community, we've got a lot of healing that we need to do. And I'm very thankful and grateful for the way that the community has started to come together in these protests over the last few nights. I think Tuesday and Wednesday night were very difficult as a city to see our city start to feel a little bit war-torn.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaders in the community, the clergy and the community leaders who came out Thursday and Friday night, and I'll assume tonight for the protests, have really helped to shape the message and the dialogue around ensuring that not only do we ensure there's accountability and transparency for what's occurred this week, but also so that we can begin to heal as a community and come together, understand where one another is coming from, the pain that different parts of our community may be facing that are different than our own, and then move forward from there. And I think, we ask that our viewers and listeners pray for Charlotte and the Charlotte community, and that we, and just in our nation, and that we're able to really heal and start to become a unified set of people in this country who look for solutions to the problems that we're all facing, regardless of, you know, where you live, what you do for a living, and what your circumstances are. We should be coming together to lift one another up.
Very well said.
All right, yeah.
All right. You got anything else to add?
I mean, you know, it's getting better. It's getting better slowly, but it's getting better. And, you know, I've been here my whole life, and I have not experienced anything like this in Charlotte this bad. And, you know, it hurts me, especially being from here, seeing the city divided. But it's getting better, and hopefully we're slowly moving on, getting the process to heal. So, you know, give it a little bit more time, and I think as a community, we will come back as a whole. So, that's all I have to say.
Very good, man. All right, what we got?
All right, we got things back to the show that make you go,
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go, yeah. Things that make you go, Things that make you go,
That's right. This segment of things that make you go,
Go ahead.
You there. Dancing to that. That
makes everybody go.
Chair made me go.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Don't know. You're not allowed to make fun of my dancing.
I'm gonna guess you like really get down to OPP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me.
No, you know who, he really likes? He really likes what was the name of that band?
What band? What are you talking about?
God, what song was that for a video that you had to do for the whole class we did graduation
video? Oh, Queen?
No.
Which one? Oh, Wham?
Wham. He really likes Wham.
I like Wham, too.
Hey, wake me up before you go-go.
Yeah.
Hey, Aha was good.
Unfortunately for you, Steven, I'm also like 20 years older than you. So.
Hey, doesn't mean I can't enjoy good music. I mean, it was.
That's what
I
true.
Say. It doesn't mean
that's
I can't enjoy true. Good music.
So who's going first for this segment?
Oh, you going first.
Am I going
first? Absolutely.
He's not getting right. sucked into this one.
No. Every week it happens that way. I'm not doing that this week.
I'd like to say it's not a trap, but I guess it really is. Not an intentional one.
That's what we renamed the segment. It's a trap. Watch out.
I actually think that all of our segments could be named that.
You're right.
Welcome back to It's a Trap, starring the Mr. and Mrs.
So our,
who's in
our,
the trap this week?
Our son, when we're, you know, all home together, and I'll say, no, really, I'm okay. And he'll look at the mister and go, it's a trap. Don't answer. I'm like, it's not a trap. I mean, maybe. I don't know. It just depends on your answer. So things that make me go, So we're in our living room, and this has been a crazy week, and I've just worked a lot of hours and kind of, well, I call it my command center when I have to work from home, which
we were
asked to work from home.
You sure this isn't my things that go,
And so the mister gets back from, I don't know where you were, I guess you were here
please,
Thursday.
Please,
and
go where I think you're going.
I is this what I do to you when you're talking?
Well, go ahead.
Okay,
no, I'm just saying, please.
Well, kind of. So,
yeah, you do.
It's very annoying. I'm going to try to stop.
Okay.
So I'm sitting, and I'm still, and you know, I'm still kind of doing some work, and the mister says, "Are we gonna watch something?" And I'm like, you know, I got to get all this done. And I'd had the TV on because I was kind of keeping an eye on what was going on uptown. The next thing I know, the PlayStation is on, a game is up, and he's moved a chair into the middle of the room so he could start playing a game. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just, you know, there's protesters, like hundreds of protesters in our uptown area, and I'm trying to watch it. And you're just like, you know, because my head was turned, you know. So that made me go,
That made you go, Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this makes me go, Well, actually, I got two. Because I'm going to rebuttal you first.
Rebuttal time!
So you're all right, so I asked her, first of all, she's supposed to be working, not watching TV. That's the first thing.
That was
second
part
thing,
of my working.
Second thing is I have watched 3 nights of this, okay? I have to put something else on once in a while. Trust me. What happens at 5 o'clock is not going to be that different than what happens at 5:30. So I figure, okay, I'll do something else for 30 minutes and then go back and see where they're at.
I don't know, man. I've been there.
Two things. Well, hold on. There's two things. I'm watching TV. I can always rewind it. DVR. Great invention.
True.
So if we miss anything, I can rewind it and make sure we got it. I can record it. Many different things I can do. True. So, okay. I just needed a break away from it because I knew you were busy and I didn't want to bother you. So, I figured best thing to do, okay, just turn the game and play for a little bit until you get done.
All right.
And it worked out pretty well.
Misses your rebuttal to his rebuttal?
No, she doesn't get rebuttal to a rebuttal. My thing is that make me go,
Wait, that wasn't it?
No, that wasn't it. That was her.
No,
it was a I get a rebuttal.
That's all right. She's
a rebuttal is, mind. Don't
so
worry.
This is now his point, and I'm going to rebut that.
She's a rebut. Well, I'm saying. So this is how it works.
Mr. and Mrs. Debate Show is what this is becoming. We should.
Well, absolutely. Debate. We'll do that for the game show instead. We'll debate for 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
So, first and foremost. So, she's at home. All right. So everything is on our couch. I have this little corner of the couch that I sit on. So
wow,
I go sit on the couch.
You poor thing.
I sit on the corner. So I go to sit down, and I look, and there's like a notebook and everything. So I scoot over just a little bit. I pick up her blanket, which is on my side. So I pick up her blanket and put it on the other side. Did not throw it. I laid it down. When I laid it down, oh my goodness gracious, I thought World War III just started.
So I would, she took, I would like you finish. To show
she
our
took everything,
Periscope of fans on, what she, you think she took, laid down is. On,
she took everything off of my little lunch table and off the couch and just turned it around. She came the Incredible Hulk here for a minute because she took it and threw it, away from me. It's like, here's your seat. I was like, all I did was move a little blanket.
Wow. This is revisionist history.
All right, hold on.
Is what's going on here.
No, but later on, she was like, I can't believe you did. You threw everything. I was like, all I did was lay a blanket to the other side so I can have room to sit on the couch.
I'm going
to
have to start wearing a camera when we have discussions.
Absolutely. We'll do Periscope.
No, because then this show has no... It's not going to be fun anymore.
We'll do Periscope during the day.
Is it time for my rebuttal?
Sure, if you want, because I know where you're going to go.
Okay, so I would like for you to demonstrate what laid down meant.
Here's laying.
Okay, now show what you did.
It's a blanket, right?
All right, now I have to describe to the radio viewers there. What's happening.
Okay, so the mister, when I said show you laying down something, and he very softly put it down.
But
and then I said, show what you did, and he tossed it.
No, this is throw.
I didn't say throw.
I throw? No.
Toss and throw are two different things.
Okay,
you tossed. It wasn't laid down. Blanket. It's tossed.
Okay, I tossed the blanket.
So
no one else has ever tossed a blanket?
No, they haven't. Okay.
So I think there's some nuances here. One, I had maybe 3.5 hours of sleep, and then I'd worked a full day.
No, you worked really hard. I know that.
And yes, I had spread out because I was working from home, which I don't normally work from home. As a matter of fact, I try really hard not to work from home for this exact reason.
Yeah.
And so he tossed the blanket. So I will say probably a little more angrily than I needed to do it, but I moved all of my things. I moved my coffee mug and my water bottle and my notebook and my pen and my phone off of his table. So that he could have his space, and because
my
it seemed
tiny
to be
little
such a big
space
deal.
I had.
You do not have a tiny little space.
No, I do.
As a matter of fact, if you'd like, what we can do is give you your own space, and I will reconfigure our sofa.
Can we do it?
And
oh,
you can
no, the lines are being
space.
Drawn. The lines are being drawn in the living room.
I don't
know. We have a sectional, so believe me, I will give you your own section.
She'll write your own name like, this is his spot right here.
And I will go sit in the other side with our son.
No, that's not going to happen because the two of you sit beside each other is not going to happen because then it's like, I'm on my phone. It'll be like, the zombies. I'll be sitting out there talking to both of them. What are y'all doing?
As opposed to when you're playing a game.
Usually when I play a game, I make sure you're not in the room.
Or watching sports with your three or four devices.
I use two, which I will be doing Sunday because there's a
TV, wrestling, tablet, phone.
Why do you use your phone?
I didn't use my phone. She's overdoing
it. No. You keep an eye on stuff. Hey,
we were watching Thursday night. What she's talking about, Thursday night, Houston played New England. I was watching that, okay, while we watched our shows and stuff.
Okay.
So, I really didn't watch it. I look at it every once in a while because the NC State quarterback's playing. I got to watch them.
That's not why.
But in any case, I'm appreciating this, version of history. As a matter of fact, I would like us to think about having a new segment called James's Greatest Historical Stories.
The Mister's Historical Story.
You know, that
actually sounds kind of cool.
That would be a great segment. You know,
and
that
might be
the best thing
maybe
ever.
He could retell famous moments in history.
Mister's History in Spain.
The Mister's Histories. No, because I'd really like to hear the Mister's version of like the Gettysburg Address or
there's a Gettysburg
the
Mister's Address.
The Mister's
and it'll be
of
like
the moon landing.
Did you say history or mystery at first? Because I heard mystery as well.
It's kind of like mystery, right?
Oh,
I was saying the Mister's History.
What do they address?
The mystery.
So President Lincoln.
No, we're not getting into that right now. Stop that. All right, that is another time. You, sir, are bad. You are bad.
No, if you want to go down the story, we can.
No. We're not going down this road.
I'll be here all day. I can do another
story.
We
got to take a break.
What else we want to talk about? Hindenburg? Can we talk about that?
Anyways,
no,
welcome.
My great-grandfather was there when it blew up.
I'm sorry.
You see, this is what you get when you do history with him, okay? It's your fault. No, it's your fault. You started it.
What about Man on the Moon? Can we talk about Man on the Moon?
Yes, I said you should talk about when man landed on
it. It was not Neil Armstrong. It was actually David Hasselhoff.
Anyways, thanks for listening to Mr. and Mrs. Joe. Twitter, Facebook, Mr. and Mrs. Joe.com. Thank you for stopping by. Periscope, stay tuned.
Come out.